Hello, and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio, session number 24. This is Stephen Garrity, and I'm amazed that I've done 24 of these. It's been about 2.5 years, so I'm going on less than one a month, one episode a month, and I've looked over at the dates, the published dates in the last 23 episodes, and the rate has definitely been declining. In 2004, I did about 15 sessions, and in 2005 I only did 6, and 2006, and now I'm on record, I'm on par to do even fewer. But that said, I'm enjoying it as much as I ever have. I think it's just a matter of, I had a lot of songs sort of in queue from the last few years that I wanted to share with people, and now it's more a matter of finding new songs, just at day-to-day recommendations from people, hearing things on the radio, finding things online. So while the pace is slower, I hope the quality is as good. And that's my policy, is that I just keep a little text file open on my desktop, and every time I think of or hear a song that I think is worth sharing, I add it to the list, and as soon as I get 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, I know it's time for another show. And I'm really pleased with the songs I have lined up for this session. I've got some really great music. And I'm in debt to my friend Dennis for recommending several of these songs. And the first band is a band I've played before on here, My Morning Jacket. And they have a new album out, relatively new, called Z, or Zed, depending on your Canada, U.S. thing. I don't know how the rest of the world treats that. Anyway, the letter Z. And this band, I don't know... What I like about them the most is that I really can't peg them down. I don't know what the heck they are. Like, this album, I hear a lot of Radiohead in it, but that's not on the surface. That's sort of below the surface. And I listen for it in this track that I'm going to play for you. But they have more overtly kind of a Southern rock style. And those two, the Radiohead influence and Southern rock style, just don't seem to... like things that would go together at all, but it really works. And I actually had trouble picking out a song from the album, because there are a couple of really strong songs on this album. And like I said, my friend Dennis recommended it. Speakergeek.com is his weblog, and he's written about them before. So if you want to find out a bit more about them, you can check it out there. This is a song called Wordless Chorus from their album Z, or Zed. This is My Morning Jacket.
So much going on these days. Forget about instinct. That's not what pays. Pleasure up and down my smile. Kind of extinct. It's all worthwhile.
So did you hear the Radiohead in there? I don't know. It struck me after listening to it a few times. And a really great album. Probably one of the best of the year, or last year. I'm not sure when it came out. Definitely worth listening to, though. Like I said, I had trouble picking which track to play because there was a couple of really great ones. So go find it and listen to it. My Morning Jacket. Now the next song I'm going to play for you is one, like a few I've played before, that are songs from the early 90s that are just kind of poppy, grunge, rock songs that... I guess I was watching... At that point in my life, I was living at my parents' place and going to school and watching a lot of Much Music. And this album came out in 1993. The album's called Crush. The band is the Doughboys, a Canadian band. And the song is called Shine. And there's not much to say about it. It's just a simple, catchy hook. And like I've said before, if the guitar's really loud and the melody is really simple, then I probably like it. And I had trouble tracking this song down, actually. I ran into a bit of a digital rights management issue, although maybe it's exactly why it exists, to keep me from helping promote their music but on shows like this. But the only place I could find a copy of the song was on the Yahoo Music Store. And then I was going to burn it to a CD to get a copy of it that I could actually use and nonsense. And finally... thanks to my friends Dennis and DJ, they hooked me up with a copy. So thanks, guys. Now, the band, the Doughboys, they broke up in 98. Apparently, I was just reading up on the All Music Guide website that there are two bands that have since started, Bionic and All Systems Go, from the members of the Doughboys. But I haven't heard either of those. But I'll check them out, and if they're any good, I'll play them here. This song, Shine, just a great simple song, the Doughboys. Much to that one, it's just a simple, good song, and it holds up, I think. I played a song in session 12 of Acts of Volition Radio by a band called Idlewild, and I said at the time, didn't know much about them, I just knew they were from Scotland. That's pretty much all I know now as well. But since then, they had an album come out in April of 2005 called Warnings and Promises. The album title has slashes in it. Warnings slash promises, which is really lame. Anyhow, it's a really great album. Again, like the My Morning Jacket album, I couldn't even pick what song to play because there was a couple that were really strong. But I settled on the opening track called Love Steals Us from Loneliness. And there's a couple of cheesy lyrics in it. I don't know if they're cheesy, they just catch me off guard. But overall, it's just a really strong song, part of a really strong album. This is Idlewild.
Every step takes a beat of your heart through a city that's falling apart on a night that rises and clears in a sky that's clouded by years. My anger is a form of madness, and so I'd rather have hope than sadness. You said something. Never surprise me. Don't tell me you're afraid of the past. It's only the future that didn't last. You're kidding yourself, kidding yourself. You're going nowhere and you're going there fast. You said something, you said something stupid like love steals us from loneliness. Happy birthday, are you lonely yet? You said something stupid like love won't shield us from loneliness. Happy birthday.
That was Love Steals Us from Loneliness by Idlewild. And that was from their album Warnings and Promises, which is, the whole album's really strong. Highly recommended. Now, last month, or I guess, yes, in February, I think, it doesn't matter, the East Coast Music Awards were hosted here in Charlottetown. Now, for those of you from elsewhere in the world, I'm sure there are plenty, the East Coast Music Awards are an annual music awards ceremony thingamajig. They're hosted in, you know, it rotates around cities in eastern Canada, in Charlottetown, Halifax, St. John's, and it happened to be in Charlottetown this year, so it was excellent. I got to see all kinds of great music. I saw Joel Plaskett and Mir, and who else did I see? All kinds of good stuff anyhow. And one of the bands I got to see twice actually was Wintersleep. And I played their version of, I think it's We Three Kings, on the Christmas episode from a couple of years ago. And it's really, really a great song. They do a great job of it. And I saw them twice, and they were excellent. I was really happy to see them because I was interested in them, and they didn't disappoint at all. And the song I'm playing is from their most recent album. I think both of their albums are self-titled, which is very confusing. I would recommend against that. Like, iTunes doesn't know what to do with it. The song is called Jaws of Life, and they played it at the actual East Coast Music Awards ceremony, and they did a really great job of it live. And I also saw them in more of a typical bar setting where they played a full set, and it was really loud and really good. Strong album, and actually the album before this was quite good as well. There's a couple of songs, one called Dance Macabre that has a video on it, or Danse Macabre, I'm not sure, has a video for it. That's a really great song, interesting video. That's from the same album, and a song called Orca from their previous album. It's definitely worth finding and listening to. So this song is called Jaws of Life, and this is Winter Sleep. Winter Sleep, from what I can tell, is their second self-titled album. The song's called Jaws of Life, and they were really great live. The album's really good. Comes with a cool little storybook. Anyway, you don't get these liner notes when you listen to Acts of Volition Radio. Snow Patrol. I played the song Run, which was one of the big singles from their last album. I played it in session number 19. And then a friend of mine, Dennis, that I mentioned, helped me track down a few other tracks and with a few good recommendations. He pointed this out to me the other day that there's a weblog, weird domain name, it's goodweatherforairstrikes.blogspot.com. Anyway, You could just type that good weather for airstrikes into Google and probably find it. And I don't know what the deal with this weblog is, but they post about new music and they include links to full downloads of the MP3 files, and they're good quality and they're good songs. And anyway, thanks guys, keep it up. So they posted three tracks from the upcoming Snow Patrol album, and I don't know if they're leaked or if the record company is just getting them out there to create a buzz. I'm glad to contribute to that. And I listened to them, and actually kind of disappointed. They just sound kind of like more bland versions of the last album. But then there was this one song. It's called Set the Fire to the Third Bar. Unusual title. And they have Martha Wainwright joining them on vocals in this song. And this took me a couple of listens for it to really sink in. But I think it's a really great song. It's one of these songs that there's nothing really exceptional about it when you hear it for the first time. But it's just simple and beautiful. The song's called Set the Fire to the Third Bar. This is Snow Patrol with Martha Wainwright.
I find a map and draw a straight line over rivers, farms, and state lines. The distance from me to where you'd be, it's only finger lengths that I see. I'd touch the place where I'd find your face. My fingers and creases of distant dark places. I hang my coat up in the first bar. There is no peace that I've found so far. The laughter penetrates my silence as drunken men find flaws in silence. Their words mostly noises, ghosts with just voices. Your words in my memory are like music to me. The miles from where you are, I lay down on the cold ground. I pray that something picks me up and sets me down in your warm arms. After I've traveled so far, we'd set the fire to the third bar. We'd share each other like an island until exhausted, close our eyelids and dreaming pick up from the last place we left off. Your soft skin is weeping, a joy you can't keep in. The miles from where you are, I lay down on the cold ground, and I pray that something picks me up and sets me down in your warm arms.
That was Snow Patrol with Martha Wainwright. And that is the Wainwright, as in the Wainwright family, including her brother Rufus, who I've played on Acts of Volition Radio before. Talented family. Now, the last track I'm going to play for you in this session is one by a singer that I've never heard before, before I had heard this song recently. And it came to me through an unusual source, given with the actual song. Listening to, we've been listening at the office, at our office, to a show on CBC Radio called The National Playlist. It's hosted by Gian Gomeshi, who sang in Moxie Fruvis, who's a band I've also played here before. And for those of you that haven't heard it on national radio here in Canada, it's basically they get musicians or people who, you know, people of note in the music industry, and they just have a set of guests for a week, and they have a half-hour show each weekday, and people bring in songs and say, I propose this song for the national playlist, and the others discuss it and judge it on its merits, and people vote on it and all kinds of nonsense like that. But basically, it's people coming in saying, here's a song that I think is great, other people should hear it, which is all about that. And you get to hear musicians doing it, which is even more interesting. And one of the musicians who was a guest on the show one week was Gordy Sampson, who's someone I've played here before, and I've seen him live here in Charlottetown. He's an excellent songwriter, and he made for an interesting guest. And the pick he brought in really took me by surprise, because he's from Cape Breton here in the East Coast, and you know, he's really a pop songwriter, but he's, you know, has roots in the sort of the traditional music style of the East Coast. And this song came out of left field there. It's from, I think this is the woman's name, it's Imogen Heap. I have no idea if I'm saying that correctly. Formerly from Fru Fru, which I just knew of as something really hip and didn't really know their music very well. But this is a song that apparently was played in the soundtrack of one of the episodes of the show The OC. This is one of the points that Gordy Sampson brought up, but he asks people not to hold it against the song, and I'll ask you to do the same. It's a heavily produced, I mean, you'll know this when you hear it, but it's a bit of a gimmick song with the production. But I think it works because there was a quote from The Edge from U2. And, well, I'll just paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me. But he said something along the lines of that other guitar players use effects to augment or style their guitar solos. And he uses effects as guitar solos. So this is a song, I think, where the effect is used, you know, it creates the song. Mind you, if she just sat here and sang it in front of you with no effects at all, I think it would still be haunting. But it's really worth listening to, nice and loud. It's a haunting song, and it's a haunting effect. Imogen Heap with the song Hide and Seek. Thanks for listening.
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets amiss with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Trains and sewing machines, all those years, they were here first. Oily marks appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the taste.
cover the sweeping insensitivity of this still you say, that you only meant well, but of course you did, what you say, that it's all for the best, of course it is, what you say, that it's just what we need, you decided this, what you say, what did she say? And nuts keep falling at your mouth. Midsweet talk news, people are cuddles. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Nuts keep falling at your mouth. Midsweet talk news, people are cuddles. You don't care, you don't care, you don't care.